Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 16, 1806. The Perfect Compliment. Captains Clark and Lewis each have different areas of expertise. Clark is the map maker and generally the problem solver. Clark is probably more closely involved than Lewis with the men's daily activities. Lewis makes most of the celestial observations, dispenses medications, and writes long scientific descriptions of flora and fauna. Today he writes,
"By several trials made today in order to adjust my octant and ascertain her error in the direct observation, I found that it was 2 degrees, 1 minute, and 45 seconds plus or additive beyond the fracture. This error was ascertained by a comparison with my sextant, the error of which had been previously ascertained. The error of octant in the direct observation on the broken limb next to zero or below 55 degrees, 20 minutes inclusive, is 2 degrees additive only. Bratton is still very weak and complains of pain in the lower back when he moves, which I suppose proceeds from debility. I gave him barks. Gibson's fever still continues obstinate, though not very high. I gave him a dose of Dr. Rush's, which in many instances I have found extremely efficacious in fevers which are in any measure caused by presence of bile. The nitre has produced a profuse perspiration this evening, and though pills operated late at night, his fever, after which abated almost entirely, and he had a good night's rest. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 16, 1806.
Clark augmented this entry with the information that Shannon and Labiche had brought in a very large bird, which they thought was a wounded buzzard or vulture. It weighed 25 pounds, and if it had been healthy, could have weighed 35 pounds. The bird had a wingspan of 9 feet 2 inches. Clark drew a picture of its head in his journal, and it appears to be neither a buzzard nor a vulture, but rather a California condor. Tomorrow, 2 more kegs of salt.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.